Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio, the day after Christmas. You know, this is the day you always find out if you're naughty or nice. And I remember as a kid, it was like the first ultimate hangover day because you had such a big build-up to Christmas. And then you'd rip through all your presents by, you know, 6:30 in the morning because we were always up early. And then the day after was always just, it was kind of bittersweet, I think, because you were just doing the countdown as a kid to the next year. But anyway, I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. This is Brian Ott. We are in for a new show here of Long-Term Care Radio. And I wanted to start off, this is the last show of 2020. And I will tell you, half of me is excited about leaving 2020 behind, and the other half of me is absolutely elated that we're leaving 2020 behind. It has been just quite a year. And let's just take a quick breakdown of some of the things. Obviously, the 800-pound grill in the room is COVID. That just hit us like a freight train. I mean, really, literally, we saw it coming slowly. It started out, and we didn't really know what to expect. I was actually in Indianapolis at a conference at the very end of February and came back on the 1st of March. So that was the very last trip that I had. And those classes that I teach every month actually got canceled in March, starting in March. And here we are finishing up the year, and we are still having to adapt and use webinar for classes and things like that. But COVID, as far as what we were concerned about from the insurance industry, is it really made some changes. It really scared the insurance companies, both on the life insurance side, the long-term care insurance side, even the health insurance to a degree of not knowing what to expect. And what we saw, what we really witnessed firsthand was some underwriting changes. Now, underwriting is the process of reviewing your data for an approval. So when you apply for a mortgage, you go through mortgage underwriting. They're going to look at your credit. They're going to look at your finances. When you apply for long-term care insurance, they're going to look at your health, and they're going to look at your suitability. They're going to look at your age, and they're going to underwrite that. But your health is the biggest thing that they're really focused on. So the underwriting guidelines really tightened up in 2020 for the long-term care. What we saw was even some age restrictions being implemented. And I'm going to bring Madeline in for our case manager for the last segment of the show. So stick around, because we're going to talk a little bit more about some of those underwriting and health changes that happened. And I think another thing that really happened in 2020 was it really brought to the forefront the importance of having a long-term care plan and staying in control of your care options. And what I mean by that is you just saw the outbreaks in the nursing homes. We were one of the first ones here in the country, here in Kirkland, Washington, to have an outbreak in a nursing home. And then they just, you know, they ran across the country. New York had their problems with them. So we realized, and I was talking about that last week, the importance of staying home. I think that's something that COVID brought to our attention, is that, look, if I'm in an extended healthcare situation, I might want that option to stay at home. So that really brought that to the forefront. I think another thing that really surprised everybody for 2020 was the continuation of the low interest rate environment. Not only did we start out the year with low interest rates, the rates actually got lower. Now, I know those of you that are out there buying a car or refinancing a house or buying a house, you're probably thinking, oh, this is really a great deal. But it's really tough on the economy. Low interest rates for a sustained period of time end up really having a negative effect. And part of the problem for the insurance carriers, you got to remember what they do with your money. These guys are cash reserve companies. So insurance companies take your money. They buy treasuries, usually government treasuries. They'll buy some corporate bonds, some A-plus corporate bonds, but they have to have the cash reserves to offset claims. So that's the house burning down, the car crashing, the long-term care benefits, the life insurance, whatever the claim is. So when insurance companies have so much cash and they earn less interest on that, that lowers their earnings on that cash reserve. So therefore, they have to build up additional cash reserves, which really can lead to some rate increases. And we actually saw that last year with a couple of the carriers actually having to go out and increase rates on their policies to make them make sense, because they were expecting higher interest rates on their cash reserves, and it doesn't look like they're going to get them. The other big thing for 2020 I just want to touch on that we saw here was Washington State. We were the first state in the union to actually pass the Long-Term Care Trust Act. So this is the Washington State Long-Term Care Trust Act. It was passed in the beginning of 2019. Now, as wonderful as it sounds, and it's really funny, I've read a lot of articles on that, but being in the industry and being a long-term care expert, I will tell you that for the vast majority of us, it's just not going to do anything. This is really just going to, the idea was to be able to get some people some help before they ended up on Medicaid, otherwise having to spend every single dollar down. But really what it is it's just another tax. So what we are, as workers here in Washington State, everybody's going to pay 58 cents out of every $100 they make. So think about that. If you're making $100,000 a year, or your household's making $100,000 a year, that's $580 of tax that you're going to pay every single year. Now, what the benefit is on the Washington State Long-Term Care Trust Act is $100 a day for a maximum of $36,500. So about 1 year's worth of $100 a day of benefit. The program doesn't start until 2025. So they're going to start taxing us ahead of time here coming up this next year. But we cannot, the first person that's actually going to get any benefits out of it's not going to be till 2025. And eligibility is going to require that you have paid taxes for 3 years out of the last six. And that's where the 6 years comes from. They passed it in 2019. So they're going to look at 6 years. They're going to say you have to have paid taxes in 3 years out of six. And then it's going to transition up to 10 years, meaning that you have to pay at least 10 years into the program, 5 years of them uninterrupted. Now, these benefits on this Long-Term Care Trust Act can only be received if you live in Washington. So everybody that is working in Washington State now and they move somewhere else, they're not going to be eligible for those benefits. You're just paying the tax on it. And quite frankly, I will just tell you, it's going to give people a really false sense of security, because this is not a meaningful plan. It triggers differently. And again, it's just kind of a Medicaid substitute. That's really what the state's trying to do, is figure that they can save money on Medicaid by basically gathering money from all of us by taxing us. And then they're going to go back to the federal government and try to get that money reimbursed from the federal government. So again, they're just adding more money to the coffers. But the good news is that for those of us that have proof that we have existing long-term care insurance, we can opt out. So that means we don't have to pay that payroll tax. But for everybody else, you're going to pay that tax, you know, for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever your working career is here in Washington State. And again, the only way you're going to get that is if you actually file a claim while you live here in Washington State. The other thing in 2020, we didn't really see any new products. We saw a few enhancements on a couple products. We saw a few underwriting changes, but we didn't really see any new big products being issued out. I think if anything, this upcoming year, if interest rates stay as low as they are right now, we might see a contraction, meaning that we might see some of the carriers remove some of the products that are available out there right now. So keep your eyes open for that. I think that if anything, we're really hoping that the interest rates will start to creep up a little bit. That would be good for everybody. It'd be good for all the savers. It'd be good for the insurance company. I think it just bring more stability to the market overall. Another thing that I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about today on the main part of our show, the SECURE Act. That's probably the biggest news for 2020. The SECURE Act really was a federal law that now changed the required minimum distributions on retirement accounts up to age 72. It used to be 70 and a half. So now it just simply means that if you have 401k IRA money, you can wait until you're age 72 before you have to start taking it out. But what it does is it's going to make all inherited IRAs now be exhausted over 10 years. That means that if you die and you leave an IRA to your child now has to spend that money down, has to get it out of that IRA and pay taxes on it in a period of 10 years. That used to be their lifetime. So this was really a huge tax grab by the federal government. It used to be over the lifetime for the kids, but now the only people that can spread it out over their lifetime is your spouse. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that, because one of our most popular programs that we have is using retirement accounts to fund a long-term care insurance plan. And so I will spend some time talking about how that works. Also, we've got a couple classes coming up in January. They're on our calendar right now, January 16th. That is a Saturday. We're going to do that at 9 a.m., so Saturday morning the 16th. And then the following Friday, which is the 22nd at 9 a.m., we're going to have another long-term care planning class. You can get all that information at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Sign up. It's free, and it's a great way to learn and get your questions answered. So stick around. We're going to head into our first break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the retirement accounts, the SECURE Act, and how long-term care plays a part in that. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo Radio. When the holiday season comes around, most of us look forward to spending time with family and reconnecting. COVID has changed things this year, and many of us might not get to spend time with our family like we usually do. But that doesn't mean we aren't thinking about them, and in many cases, worrying about them. Have you ever thought about what would happen if one of your parents ended up in an extended healthcare situation? Are they prepared? More importantly, are you? See, nearly two-thirds of adults receiving long-term care services are depending on family members for that care, bringing financial, physical, and emotional consequences with it. If you haven't talked to your parents about what would happen if they needed care, now is a great time to bring up the conversation. We can show you how to get a plan that will help pay for and manage an extended care situation, and we even have plans to pay you back if you never use them. Learn more at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio on the last program of 2020. Good riddance. I do appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. I want to talk today about retirement accounts and long-term care planning. This is one of the most popular programs that we have, is using retirement accounts to fund a long-term care plan. And I was involved in a webinar a little while ago with a gentleman named Ed Slott. He's a CPA, actually a very famous CPA. He has PBS specials that he runs. I think they're titled Retire Safe and Secure. That's his big thing. And, it was such a fun webinar to go to. Ed's just a really high-energy guy. But one of the takeaways that Ed touched on that I've been speaking about really since I started this business was, how do taxes affect you in retirement? And in fact, that's the name of our business, 525 Advisors. 525 is an IRS tax publication that is titled Taxable and Non-Taxable Income. And inside there is a chapter about long-term care insurance, because I think people forget that a lot of money that you have, especially retirement accounts, is money that has not been taxed, and you have to pay taxes on that money when you pull it out. So specifically what Ed Slott was talking about was how important it is to understand what the tax implications are on retirement accounts. Now, retirement accounts, we have been convinced, or brainwashed, I guess, from your opinion, to put as much money as possible into these accounts. And why is that? Simply put, because of tax deferral, right? The holy grail of investing. I can put that money into this account today and not pay taxes on it. So it's money that I earn. I don't have to pay income tax on it. I put it into this retirement account, and guess what? It's going to grow tax deferred until I have to take it out. Now, what is tax deferral? It's not tax-free, and I think a lot of people get really confused on what it simply means. Simply says that I'm not paying tax on it today, but I get to grow that money, but I still have to pay tax on it. I can't avoid paying tax on it. I have to pay tax on it when I pull that money out. And the IRS has very specific rules, right? When I turn 72, I have to start pulling that money out, and I have to pay taxes on it. Now, the trade-off is I get a break today, so I get to put more money in theory, and grow it and invest it, and it grows tax deferred. But the takeaway for the government is that they own 22, 24, 30%, 34% of it, depending on what your tax rate is. Because remember, it's taxed as income when you pull that out. Now, what are the rates when you go to pull it out? This is, I think, one of the biggest myths that has been just carried forward for the last 20, 30 years. It's that we will be in a lower tax bracket when we retire than we are today. And I will tell you, this might be for some people, but for a lot of us, I don't think so. It doesn't really pan out. Because for me today, I have kids. That's a deduction. I have a mortgage. That's a deduction. When I retire, my kids are going to be gone. Hopefully, my mortgage is paid off. Those are the two biggest deductions that we have. And if you have pension and you have Social Security and then you have required minimum distributions, there's quite a few people that are actually making as much, if not more, in retirement than they are during their working years, and they don't have those deductions. So the idea that we're going to be in a lower tax bracket is kind of a fallacy. And we also are assuming that the tax brackets are going to stay the same. And what Ed Slott is saying as a CPA, he's saying, look, right now we have some of the lowest tax brackets in history, and they are not going to go any lower. Look at the way our government is spending money. Look at the programs that they're coming up with. They're basically doing this means testing. So if anything, we have to be prepared for higher tax rates in the future. So regardless of that, I think what we have to understand is that when we put money away today for the future, for retirement, we should all be doing that. But we have to understand that it is not all our money. The government owns a portion of that. And what we have to do is realize that when we convert that out, it's going to be taxed at the current tax rates based on the income that we make. So let's go back and talk about the SECURE Act for a second. This act was passed here in 2020. And basically what the SECURE Act is doing is just simply saying, hey, you don't have to start taking that money out now when you're 70 and a half. You can wait till age 72. But, you know, the government doesn't generally give us something unless they're taking something. And really what they did is they took away the ability for us to pass that IRA or that 401k on to our kids and let them pull that money out over their lifetime. Because if I'm a 50-year-old and I inherit $1 million from mom and dad, I get to take that $1 million out over my lifetime. And if the rates continue to grow, let's just say I get my 5% return on average over the long haul, and I'm just taking out the required minimum distributions, I'm never going to exhaust that money. So the government realized, saying, hey, wait a second, we're going to allow people to save money longer, grow it to a bigger balance, because the vast majority of people are simply taking out required minimum distributions. There's a lot of people that's all they take is just simply what the government tells them they have to do. So therefore, when they die and they pass that money on to the next generation, we're going to go to that generation and say, you got to pull all that money out in 10 years. It can be in a lump sum or it can be equal amounts over 10 years, but it all has to come out in over 10 years. So that was the tax grab. Now, Ed Slott is a very smart guy. I've watched some of his specials. I've read some of his books. But one of the big things that he talks about here is that when we look at our retirement accounts, that is money that is always taxable. And so the idea is, how do we convert some of that money that is always taxable, meaning retirement accounts, to money that is never taxed? And that is life insurance, for instance, or long-term care insurance. And so that's really what we're going to talk about today a little bit on our client of the week. It's one of our most popular plans. It's taking some of this money out today and moving it into a separate account that where that money comes back to you or it goes back to your family is never going to be taxed. Now, remember, the idea is when I retire, a lot of people will hold off taking Social Security, or they might have a pension that starts at a later day and they'll just take savings. that is a great time where you can start converting some of that money out of your retirement accounts into a Roth IRA, for instance, or move it into one of these programs like long-term care insurance or life insurance. But a lot of people are just trained to just leave the money in the retirement accounts for as long as they can. And the problem that they run into is when they're 70, they've got to take Social Security. Now they've got to take required minimum distributions when they're 72. And if they have other income, pension income, rental income, anything like that, it's all, you know, added up together. And that's what determines not only your tax rate, but also how much is your Medicare. That determines your how much your Medicare is going to cost. And remember, there's five different price ranges for Medicare based on your income. So I think we, you know, we look at it from an aspect of how can we convert some of that money today, put it into, take it out of one pocket, put it into another pocket, and make sure that your family's going to get that benefit if you don't use it for long-term care, reduce your taxes. There's all these things that we have to look at on retirement accounts. And I think one of the biggest things that concern me when I go to these training events with the insurance companies and the actuaries and listen to them, the vast majority of people really believe that tax rates are going to go up. They're going to start raising the rates. There's even talk out there of moving the required minimum distributions up to age 75 instead of 72. And again, why? Because they know that a big chunk of America will just let that money sit there and grow. And the IRS is saying, wait a second, or the government's basically just saying, we own 28% of that right now. But if we raise the rates up, we can get 30%, or we can get 32% of it, or we can get 35% of it. So you just have to be very aware of that, that that money that you've been saving in those retirement accounts all those years is not tax-free. It's taxable. It doesn't matter what you're using it for. It doesn't matter if you pull it out to buy a house. It doesn't matter if you pull it out to pay for college. It doesn't matter if you pull it out to live on. You've got to count that money as income. If I'm in a long-term care situation and I go to my IRA because I've got $1 million in there and I pull out $2,000 or $4,000 or $8,000 a month, that's just income. That is income that is taxable, and at the end of the year, my income's gone up, which means I'm going to pay more Medicare. Now, for the people that are 65, 66, they've done a good job saving. They're waiting for Social Security to age 70. Remember, once you hit 70, you're going to get Social Security. You're going to get the highest amount there, and then at age 72, you've got to start taking out required minimum distributions. So that's your income. Even if you don't have pension, that's your income, Social Security and required minimum distributions. What are your deductions? If your kids are grown and gone and your house is paid for, you really don't have a lot of deductions. So what I love about using our retirement accounts for these plans today is that you got to remember about long-term care insurance. We can move money through these asset-based plans into a long-term care plan. That money is always going to come back to us, either in the form of long-term care insurance or in the form of a tax-free death benefit if I don't use it, or a combination of both, meaning that I'm going to get at least as much money I put in most cases, sometimes even more money back. That's what our client of the week is going to get. I'll show you that in a minute. But that money comes back to us tax-free, and then we're converting that money. And if I take that money out over time, if I'm 72 or 68 and I want to take it out over 10 years, it will count towards required minimum distributions, which it basically means you've got to take money out every year once you turn 72. We can move some of this into an insurance plan, and it will count towards that required minimum distribution. So let's head into our next break. And when we come back, I want you to stick around because I got a client of the week. I'm going to show you how we use retirement accounts to set up a long-term care insurance benefit and why it makes sense if you're in this position. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, They'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. And you want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people, but if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio the day after Christmas. And if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, this is a show that we bring every Saturday. We are on the market here in Seattle metropolitan area three times on Saturday now, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then again Sunday afternoon. And you can get our schedule on our website at 525longtermcare.com. You can also get our podcast. So if you miss something, or like the client of the week that we're going to do here in a minute, you know, a lot of numbers, and sometimes those you want to listen to once or twice. And so that's a great way to do it, is just grab that podcast. And again, at 525longtermcare.com. And again, also sign up for our classes coming up in January. We do limit the number of people in these classes because, number one, our software limits us on how many people we can have signed up. But also, I want to make sure that I can get to people's questions. So I don't want 100 or 200 people on these classes. So sign up if you're interested in that. Again, Saturday is our next class. That is going to be Saturday the 16th at 9 a.m. And then the following Friday the 22nd at 9 a.m. as well, too. And the classes are free. Super easy. Just we're going to send you a link. You just click on it and you can watch it in your browser. No software needed or anything like that. One of the things, too, I was talking about the Secure Act. I think another myth that a lot of people forget about in taxes is we talk about taking money out of retirement accounts, and people are always worried about what that's going to do to their taxes. Well, I think you have to understand what the tax brackets are and how they really work. Right now, a married couple making $80,000 would be in a 22% tax bracket. But remember, the first $19,750 of income is tax-free, and then from $19,000 up to $80,000 is taxed at 12%, and from $80,000 to $171,000 would be taxed at 24%. So you have to understand how that works. It is, you know, the 22% tax bracket saying it's at $80,250, excuse me. The next bracket jumps up to $171,000. But if I'm at $170,000 of income and I take out $5,000 out of my IRA and it pushes me to $175,000, I don't pay 24% tax on $175,000. It's tiered up. I just pay the 24% tax on the difference between $171,000 and $175,000. So again, a lot of people don't understand that, how that works. And so if you are headed into retirement, you don't have income right now, it's a great time to start moving some of that money out of a 401k, maybe over to a Roth, or into a different vehicle like a long-term care plan that we're going to discuss here as we get started. So my client of the week this week is Doug, who is 62, and Ann, who is 60. Doug just recently retired. And, you know, Doug is a very analytical guy. He had just really been mapping this out, and he says, look, I'm not going to take Social Security until I'm 70. That's one of my main goals. I'm going to live off of savings. They also have a little bit of rental income. Anne has a teacher's pension, so that money's going to be kicking in when she retires. She's still 5 years away from that. So right now they're kind of in that donut hole. They don't have a lot of income, and so Doug was looking for ways to move some of that money out of his 401k over to a Roth, and that's what he has been doing. Now, his biggest concern, quite frankly, when he came to me, was just the higher tax rates. He's afraid that tax rates are coming up. He's sitting on this money that's in the 401k. That means it's never been taxed, so he knows when he pulls it out, he's going to have to pay taxes, and he believes the current tax rates are going up, and I think he's correct. RMDs plus Social Security plus his rental income plus his wife's pension is the money that's going to be their income, and that's the number he's looking at. Now, the only thing he can really control right now, obviously, he could sell the rental property. He could just sell that, but then he'd have to pay the capital gains tax on that. But the only thing he can really control right now is the amount of money that's in his retirement account that has to be pulled out when he turns 72. That's the required minimum distribution. So if he can convert some of that money and pay the tax on it today, put it into a Roth IRA, put it into another vehicle that is not taxable, then that's going to mean he's going to have less income when he's taking out his Social Security after age 70. So that's kind of what, you know, brought his attention to it, is he's looking at this saying, also, if I have long-term care situation happen to me or my wife, and we have to start pulling out that money, we need the extra income, we're going to go to the IRA. He goes, that's going to be taxable income. It's going to push our income up. So he got all that. He understood that. So really the discussion boiled down to, how do we set up a plan for them and how do we fund a plan? And his biggest source of money that he was worried about was his tax-deferred money, his IRA, his 401k that he was converting over to an IRA. So I explained to him that we can take money out of that, and we can set up an asset-based plan, a plan that's going to pay him back either way, but we don't have to pay the taxes on it all this year. We don't have to take a big lump sum out and pay the taxes on it. We have programs that allow us to take a lump sum out today, get the benefits of the long-term care plan, and spread the taxes out over 10 years, and that's what we did. So let me explain how we put this program together for Doug and Ann. Again, Doug is 60, and Doug is 62, Ann is 60. So Doug's got 10 years before he has to take required minimum distributions at age 72. That's when he's going to have to do it. What we did for them today is we set up a plan for him that's going to provide them each with a lifetime long-term care benefit. We did this by funding the plan with a single deposit of $300,000 from his IRA. Now, if you walk down to your 401k or your IRA and you take out $300,000, the IRS says, aha, remember, you put that money in there, you didn't pay tax on it, so you got to count that as income, and you got to pay tax on it. So $300,000 bounces you right up to the, basically about the 30%, 32% tax bracket, right? But here's the thing, we are not paying tax on this $300,000 this year. We're not going to count it as income. What this program does is we actually roll this $300,000 into an IRA in the background with the insurance company. That insurance company is then going to fund the long-term care benefit plan over 10 years. Now, why would you do this? Why wouldn't you just say, I'm just going to set up a 10-pay long-term care plan, I'll go take the money out of my IRA? Here's why. Because the insurance company gives you a bonus, so to speak. They have to pay you interest when they move that money from one IRA to another. There's got to be some kind of risk and some kind of return for you, the risk for the insurance company. The IRS says, wait a second, if you're going to do this and you're going to defer those taxes, then it can't just be, you know, go straight into an insurance plan. That money's got to be earning some interest. So what the insurance company does is just simply gives you a bonus. They basically pay you a little more than 3% interest. They guarantee that on the money. So essentially that $300,000 is moved into another IRA in the background with the insurance company. That is going to generate 10 payments of $36,000. So that's why you do it this way, because you basically can get the exact same insurance plan by just writing a check every year for $36,000. Or you can say, hey, I'm just going to redeposit $300,000 out of my IRA. That $300,000 will generate those 10 payments of $36,000 guaranteed, which is a little over 3% interest rate guaranteed. Now, where do you get that today in today's low interest rate environment? You just don't. That's the trade-off, right? Your bond fund's not going to do that. In fact, your bond fund might even be negative if you're paying somebody a management fee to manage your money. So The nice thing about this is I'm saying I'm taking this $300,000 today. I'm depositing it with the insurance company. And guess what? That is guaranteed to make 10 payments of $36,000. Now, what did those 10 $36,000 payments buy for Doug and Ann? Basically, what it's going to do for them is it's going to give them each a long-term care benefit of $9,100 per person per month for the rest of their lives. Now, think about that. $18,200 a month if they are both on claim. So $9,100 per person, no limits on it. This is why we have insurance. All right, that $300,000 can generate $9,100 for how long? Well, it depends on what the interest rates are, but it's a finite bucket of money, right? So you're gonna pull out if they're both on claim and you're sitting there saying, well, gosh, I'm pulling out $18,000 a month. It's $180,000 in 10 months. 20 months is $360,000. You're going to blow right through that bucket of money. With the long-term care insurance plan, the whole idea is that it provides that long-term care insurance for an unlimited amount of time. So that's why we're putting the money in there, because we get the leverage. We get the guaranteed leverage. And remember, that $9,100 that is coming into them is coming back to them tax-free. It's not counted as income like it would be if you're pulling it out of a retirement account. Now, so the $9,100 per person per month for life, they also get $18,000 for medical equipment and home improvements. They also get $18,000 for caregiver training. So it's a very nice benefit for long-term care. It comes with the concierge care service, the care managers, the case or care coordinators, the case managers. It comes with all those things that you want in a plan. That starts today. We deposited the $300,000 in. They are actually covered. Now, here's the thing. Since that $300,000 is really generating 10 payments, what happens if one of them gets hit by the bus tomorrow and they go on claim? Well, that $36,000 is coming out every year out of the $300,000 you deposited. That $36,000 is a payment into a long-term care plan. The long-term care plan has a waiver of premium. So Doug and Ann will actually get the long-term care benefit, the $9,000 a month. They would actually get a check for $36,000 once a year if they triggered a claim prior to the 10 years, prior to those all 10 payments being made out of that single deposit that they put in up front. Now, that's unlikely, but just it's good to know that if you're making your own 10 payments and you go on claim, you don't have to make any future payments. Well, that you don't lose that advantage by doing the single deposit out of your IRA. So that's what makes this plan so great. Again, the lifetime benefits just go on forever. And I think here's the thing you have to understand. This is what really got Doug. This is the icing on the cake. If they get lucky and they never use long-term care insurance, what happens? They put $300,000 into the plan. $455,000 is paid back to their estate tax-free. That's the death benefit. That's the IRS says that is the death benefit. Now, it's even higher than that the first 10 years, because remember, that $455,000 is the death benefit for the long-term care plan. Well, the long-term care plan is really funded over 10 years. So if they both go out and get hit by the bus tomorrow and they're both gone, year one, $721,000 is paid back to the estate, because you have the death benefit of $455,000 and you had that IRA money that you rolled over to fund that plan. So, folks, this is just a great way. And think about it. If you're sitting there with $300,000 and you're trying to guarantee that you don't lose that principal, or you're trying to grow it to $455,000, well, when you pass that $455,000 onto your estate in an IRA, it's going to be taxed. They're going to have to pull that money out over 10 years, count it as income, and pay tax on it. That $455,000 goes back to their estate tax-free. And here's the part that I just absolutely love about this plan. You got to remember, when you see a death benefit of $455,000, that means if they only use $55,000 of long-term care between the two of them and they both pass away at that point, $400,000 is still paid back to the estate. So that's my point. You're putting $300,000 into this plan up front. You're guaranteed to get $455,000 back tax-free, whether it's long-term care insurance, whether it's tax-free death benefit, or whether it's a combination of both. But why did we really put the plan in place? Because if they're both diagnosed with Alzheimer's and they're both on claim for 10 years, they will never run out of benefit. They can pull $18,200 a month out of this benefit between the two of them for an unlimited amount of time, which is going to protect everything they've worked for. It's going to protect their family. It's going to protect their savings. It's just a really great plan. And this is just what Ed Slott talks about. We took money that's always taxable, that IRA money, and we turned it into benefits that will never be taxed, whether it's long-term care insurance or whether it's that tax-free return of premium back to the estate as a death benefit, they're going to win either way. So I just love these plans. There's more of them on our website if you want to see some more examples at 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. I'm going to go grab Madeline Lutch, our case manager, and bring her in, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes with the health underwriting due to COVID in 2020. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in again to Long-Term Care Radio day after Christmas. Did you get everything you wanted from Santa? Are you a good girl?
Yeah, I got most everything I wanted.
Very nice. We got Madeline Lutch, our case manager.
Hello.
Brought Madeline in because I just wanted to talk about, you know, we started the show talking a little bit about some of the changes basically that COVID brought on for 2020. And one of the biggest things we really saw was the underwriting.
Oh, yeah.
Health underwriting.
Yeah, people don't realize that is not a static thing. That's why we always tell you, you know, your health can change, but even if your health doesn't change, even if you have a condition that is insurable today, The insurance company has to tighten up or change their underwriting guidelines once in a while. So sometimes, like this year, we've seen a lot of things that, you know, could have been covered last year, but Now you're uninsurable because that condition now just comes with more risk. And COVID has definitely brought in some things there.
This has always been a case. I think a lot of people are surprised at this. They think they'll call us up and they'll ask us about our plan, kind of like it's a box of cereal. How much is that plan or something? And what they don't understand is that the insurance programs are really they're living and breathing. We call them guidelines. They're not rules. And ever since I've been in this industry, I mean, the last 15, 20 years, insurance carriers have always used underwriting as kind of a volume control. How much business is coming in? Well, what's the easiest way to slow it down? We'll just tighten up the underwriting guidelines. So What COVID did, for instance, is number one, they did an age limit. So we have one of the biggest carriers out there, Mutual of Omaha, came back to the state of Washington and said nobody over age 64 can even submit a plan right now. Mm-hmm. And they were going up to age 78 just a week before that. And then we another thing I think we saw was cognitive exams. They started, they moved that up, the bar, saying that you've got to get, you know, 5 out of 10 words on a cognitive exam, and now it's got to be 6 out of 10.
Which is quite a difficult thing to pass.
Yeah, and so I the reason why we're bringing this up, and I wanted to bring Madeline in here, is just what she had touched on. Your health can stay the same, but you have to understand that insurance programs are not static. And one of the advantages about putting a plan in place is that they can't take that away from you. Once you have the plan, it's non-cancelable.
Yeah, you lock it in.
So that's why I took mine out, you know, my traditional plan. I got mine in the 40s because I thought, well, what if I go out and I wreck my motorcycle and break my back or something, and then I become uninsurable when I'm 48? Mm-hmm. At least I want something in place. And then I came back in later and I added an asset-based plan. So I have those two plans, but you have to keep that in mind because we'll get people all the time that will say, well, I'm 62. I'm going to wait till I'm healthy. I'm going to wait till I'm 65 to get this plan. And then they come back to us, and guess what? We can't get them insured anymore.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've seen more of that this year than we've ever seen. Of people calling us saying, hey, you know, I've been thinking about getting this for 5 years, and now I think it's time for me to look into it. And then they submit their pre-screen, and I say, unfortunately, you waited too long.
Yeah. And I think we're probably going to see some new things come out. I wouldn't be surprised to see some new guidelines like vaccinations and things like that, because mm-hmm. what they're worried about, and remember, the insurance company is in the business of mitigating, measuring, and mitigating risk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to just, you know, a lot of people are under this assumption that, you know, I gave you $10, so you owe me $1,000. Well, the insurance companies, you know, they can't do that. Money doesn't grow on trees. They have to stay profitable. They have to be able to pay those claims in the futures. So if this outlier comes out like COVID-19 and all of a sudden it starts having an effect on people long term, like their mental ability or their joints, you know, like arthritis is the number three reason why people end up in long-term care situations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very aware of that. And a good colleague that we work with at Sound Atlanta, he's been in the business 25 years, and he says, look, it's never, ever in this industry behooved you to wait to get a long-term care insurance plan, because they're not going to get better. They're not going to get easier as we are exposed to more risk and the population gets older and we have more issues and we have lower interest rates. All these things can affect the programs that are available. And the number one thing they can do is turn the volume down by the health underwriting.
Mm-hmm. Change that underwriting dial. Exactly.
Yeah. So, and I think one of the things people are surprised at also, and that's why I wanted to bring you in on this, is that, you know, we often describe the underwriting as a scorecard,
mm-hmm.
meaning, okay, 10 points. If you score 11 points, you're out. But if you score 10, you are okay. Or 9, you're okay. And a lot of times we will look at this. Our process, we always start with that pre-screen form. You can find it on our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's simply tell us about the medications, procedures. You have to be open and honest because they will find that information out. They're going to pull your prescription drug records,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get medical records in a lot of cases. And so we get all that information up front, because a lot of times, Madeline, you can go in and tell somebody like, look, we need to wait, right? You just got the cortisone shot, and this is what we need to do now.
We need to wait 6 months, or something, because a lot of underwriting to these carriers is stability. So you may have a condition that is insurable, but we need to make sure that it's stable for a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. so that we just have that track record.
Yeah, so a classic example, maybe you're just diagnosed with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not necessarily a turndown, but if the diagnosis was just last week, we're just saying, hey, let's come back, let's have your follow-up in 6 months. Some carriers might say, let's do 6 months, let's do a year, and then we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the risk we face in all those situations, if I'm in physical therapy, for instance, is, okay, we want to get you through physical therapy ASAP, and then we want to apply, because what happens next? You get out of physical therapy, and then something else happens. You're diagnosed with something else, which may not be a turndown, but because it's so new, they're going to say, oh, well, we need to see how this is going to manifest, and we need some stability behind it.
Yeah, and I just had a recent really good example of this. A woman, she's very healthy, and we went to submit her, and in the process of designing the plan, we knew that she had rheumatoid arthritis, which is, if it's stable and you're taking just a certain type of medication, you're fine. But then she got a diagnosis of sarcoidosis, which is just basically a rare sort of inflammation in your lymph nodes. Just causes some inflammation. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to cure and get rid of, but it's like getting over the flu. So, you know, she got over that. But with that added to the rheumatoid arthritis, now she's a higher risk to the insurance company. So that's where the scorecard comes in.
Right.
She's just basically got some extra points on her scorecard. So we're going to see if we can get her in. But it's situations like that. It's things that just pop up randomly.
Yeah, and again, so that's also where we'll come in. We'll put a cover letter together. We'll explain that to the underwriter, and we'll say, hey, look, this. Because, again, remember, underwriting guidelines, they're kind of this gray area. And some carriers will look at things differently than other carriers. That's our job. That's why we have to get that information from you so we can guide you to the right program.
And that's our specialty, is really to make sure that when we're submitting you, we not only have an okay to submit you from the underwriter, but we have that open communication with them mm-hmm. to make sure that they're understanding that we're getting them all the information, we're being open and honest up front.
Yeah, and such a valid point, because a lot of times the underwriters will come back to us and they'll ask us. They'll say, mm-hmm. hey, what's going on here, this, that, or the other thing. And we then can paint a better picture of you as opposed to just a bunch of numbers on a computer screen. We can certainly say, look, they're very active in their community. They own rental properties. They have 4 grandchildren. They're still actively involved in this. They are not slowed down because of this condition or this ailment. Mm-hmm. And that really helps, and it goes a long way, and then we just have to be able to back that up. But again, I think the takeaway from this 2020, that, you know, COVID-19, things like that happen. And it has a, you know, all of us were sitting there thinking, oh, we were going to do all this stuff in 2020. And guess what? Our traveling got shut down. Underwriting got shut down. Insurance is, across the board, is a lot more difficult. And so just be aware of that. And so, you know, we invite everybody, really think about that as we roll into this next year, that, you know, there's no better time to plan than today.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't benefit us to wait on cost. It's not going to get any cheaper for us. You're going to get the best plan today when you're healthy, and that's the best thing to do. And so we've got 2 classes coming up in January the 16th. That's Saturday at 9 a.m. And then we have another one on Friday the 22nd at 9 a.m. And Madeline's on those classes with us as well, too. We're going to send you a link. You're going to click on that, watch the class, and then send your questions in, and we will answer your questions. And it's just a great way to wrap your mind around some of these options, what it pays for, and things that we can do for you. So I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Have a safe, wonderful new year. We will be back 2021 next Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.